This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Rizky. Let's focus on the Philippines this morning. Philippines' real GDP growth picked up to about 6.9% year-on-year for the first quarter this year. How do you think this is driven by domestic demand? Do you think that exports have a play as well?
Higher GDP growth in the first quarter this year is already expected due to the election preparation, which drove government consumption. However, higher investment, including from the one from private sector, drove GDP growth even higher, as the private construction was still sluggish in the previous quarter. For export, it will still remain a drag for the growth.
Do you think that the growth for real exports for goods and services is going to weaken?
Since last year, we already expected moderate export of goods and services. In the first quarter, the moderation was mainly on the back of smaller increases in the shipments in electronic components, which covers 40% of Philippine exports, and also a bigger contraction in principal fishery products. Although slower compared to last quarter, electronic component export itself still showed higher growth compared to the same period last year. So it's, I think it's relatively remain resilient. While for the sector which performed better came from principal agricultural products, also in copper and articles of clothing, the last one were still in negative territory, but they contracted by smaller magnitude. From export services side, it came from travel and government sectors.
With the incoming president, Rodrigo Duterte, begins his term at the end of June, how do you think the markets have reacted so far?
Overall, smooth election without any radical temper or demonstration shows a good sign of stability, which is very important to guarantee a sustainable economic growth. However, the figure of incoming president might not be the financial market's favorite. However, his commitment not to change current main economic policy is already good, which will minimize the unwanted negative sentiments from foreign investors.
Do you think that his political statements during the election is going to affect how he will be seen as the president?
Somehow it will affect the sentiment.
He has also pledged on macroeconomic policies. This is basically to boost growth, as outlined in the 8-point plan that he keeps on saying. This includes reforms for PPP or public-private partnerships, and of course, he wants to do something towards the tax systems. How do you view his policies?
Well, actually, reforms in PPP and tax system are already ongoing efforts from the current government. So if the incoming president aims to strengthen the reforms, it will boost the growth even higher. 8-point agenda mainly reiterate ongoing government efforts, which indeed shows the commitment to continue current policies. Like he mentioned before, if it's not broken, why fix it?
Do you think there is some downside risks to the domestic economy in the Philippines, and are you keeping an eye out for this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the downside risks are the same as in peer countries will be the export side. We are watching it. We can see it from the monthly exports, like last quarter. It weakened to 6.6%, but we already saw it from the March data.
Okay, so with this in mind, what's your forecast for the Philippines' GDP growth?
It will likely be higher than last year, but we are currently revising our forecast as the first quarter data recently came out, and we just visited 6 government agencies earlier this week, so we are revising it right now, and we will publish our forecast in our quarterly outlook report next month.
Thank you. That was Rizky Fajar, economist at RHB Group, and now Melissa Idris speaks to Dodge Dolan, chief investment officer at Lender and Fuse Capital Managers. He's on the line with us all the way from New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.